Continues the Gemara, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, 8 lines from the bottom, by the 2 dots. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Afe Beis HaKforis. Rabbi Yehuda said, Yalali B'ma'arev in Erev Tchumin, even a Koyen in the Beis HaKforis, even though Pashas he can't reach there. Zog the Gemara, how is it in Erev? Tana, B'mnei Sheyochel Lochutz V'Leilich B'Shidu Tevo Migdol. The Koyen can reach there with a mechitza, a chatzitza around him. If he goes in a box, a sheet of table migdal, and he enters the Beis HaKvaros in a box, so memela, the Erev is accessible. Zog d'gmo kosovar, oil zoruk shmei oihel. Meaning, a mechitza, a chatzitza, a box that is zoruk, that is moving, is considered a chatzitza. When it's stationary, a box is a chotzitz. But who says a box that's moving, that's not stationary, who said that's a chotzitz? Zog d'gmo kosovar, oil zoruk shmei oil, and that's the reason Rabbi Yehuda holds that a coin beis akvaris you can place the air over there. Zog the mole pluk the dani tanoi. There's a machlokes tanoim if oil zoruk is called an oil or not. The Tanya we learned in the brayser hanichlas the eretz amim if someone enters chutzlaretz you're mitame because since they're not mitzayin the kvarim so we don't know where is a kaver so eretz amim is tomei. Even the Aver, so Anichlas Eretz, because you maybe might be Mahil over a Kaver. So Anichlas Eretz Amim Bishir Tevu Migdol, if someone enters Eretz Amim in a box, which is moving, Rebbe Mitame, Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yudah Mitayer. What's the Machlaikas? B'mai Kumifigi, Ma'asovar, Oil Zog, Lav Shema Oil. Rebbe, that's Mitame holds, it's not called an oil, it's not called a Choytzitz, because it's moving. So Loishme Oil, Umar Sovar, Ma'ashenkin, Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yudah, it says that he remains tar if he's in a box, even though Eretz Amim is Mitame, he holds Oil Zog, Shema Oil. So we see it's a Machlaikas, Tanoim, this Machlaikas Tanoim, if Oil Zog, Shema Oil or not, and Rebbe Yehuda holds Oil Zog, Shmei Oil, and Rabbonin that say that you can't place it in the Beis HaKvaros is because they hold Oil Zoruk, Lo Shmei Oil, it's not called a Choytzitz, it's not an oil. Now Rashi right away points out, Dibamaschel Shmei Oil, V'Choytzitz, if it's an oil, then it's a Choytzitz, U'V'Gdoyla Askinu, we're talking about a very large box, Shemachzekas Mem saw that it's able to hold 40 saw, Belach, if it would have been a liquid. Sheim kugayim biyovish. The ik tano, if it's a small box, so klihi, then it's a considered a utensil. Umekabelas tuma velechaitza. A kli is mekabel tuma, it would not be choitzitz. The rabbonon of the masisin, the rabbonon of the mishnah holds karebi svialu. They hold like rebi. That holds that it's we said shita teva migdol's metama. Because rebi holds that oil zoruk loishme oil. That's rabbonon shita. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that oil zoruk shmei oil, that it is called the oil, like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, that is metar. Zog Rashi, ubein le Rabbi Yehuda, ubein le Rabbonon. Sai Rabbi Yehuda and Sai Rabbonon both hold kesumchus svidalei. The Oma amidid chozilei le michle by yishaita binon. That for an Erev to be valid and chal, it has to be something that's chozilei. It can't be something that's chozif achrina. Because oi bezoi, even the coin of Beis HaKvaros, he doesn't have to enter. It's right for Yisrael to enter. But since you hold like they both hold like sumchas, that means the chazi lebeinon. So merely you have to make it that it's right for the coin, and that's only going to be possible through Shiri Teva Migdol. Now Tosis says even according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, that is metar and oil zoruk shmei oil. So Tosis says dafka kshemuna chava oil, aval b'shaz rika, meaning even an oil that's moving. Even in oil zoruk, b'shas the zrika itself, even Rabbi Yosef Yehuda agrees that it's tomei. The ba'oisa shol choshev oil, at the time that it's actually being thrown, then it's not called an oil. Klal, meaning to have a oif bereach, like a bird that's flying and hovering overhead. Va'atalasam nafnefes, the tamba olos, the emivin ben choitzin. Vochanami kotoni zoktesis, bebreise de meis benozo fair coin gol. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda oimel, teve shoysa malaya kelim zorka ba'oil ameis, tmeo, vimoisim nachas tohira. So b'shas hanocha, the oil zorik is called the oil, but not b'shas the etzim zvika. Fakteis akashvim toimar, lemandoma oil zorg, loishme oil, if it's not called an oil, ma hoyu mo ilin dalsis tachzatinoikas, but they came out home. The Gemara says in Sukkah that they had the dalsis under the tinoks were on top of it and that protected them from keva tohoim. Hoyol zoruku lemais it's moving. From him the time she is bashloim avin dalsis ela shvorim. They rather brought the tinoks on shvorim shekesem rechover kolom Rabbi Yehuda, which would have very wide. Keres, so that would be the chaytzeitz. Can only be the hosom va'ashvorim rachmona kino oil the chsiv uva'atz beginim tzechenu. The Rashi mefarish it is talking about the Gemara in Sukkah is referring to dalsos al gabish vorim luchuli al ma'ave oil. Then it's oil even when it's moving because it's a delas on top of the shore.
Zok the Gemara weiter v'hod Tanya. We learned in the Brayse Rabbi Yehuda Omer
Ma'arvin, daf lamed aleph amud aleph. Ma'arvin l'koyin tohar, b'trumah tohira, b'kever, a koyin tohar. A koyin that's tohar is only allowed to have trumah tohira. He's not allowed to have trumah tameya, and a non-koyin cannot have trumah tohira. So how you ma'arv state in the braisa for a koyin tohar, b'trumah tohira, b'kever? Meaning, you can place the Erev on a kever. Now, Heichi Ozil, how does the coin reach this Erev? Zog the Gemara, Beshita Tevo Migdol. In a box, like we said, that's Machzik Aborim saw. So, Mele, it's considered that it's a Choytzitz. Vokeven the Achte Atmilei. Meaning, as soon as you place the food item on the kever, so Mele, even if you're going to tell me that the coin can reach it in the Shiva Tevo Migdol, and he can enter the Beis HaKvaros, and he can reach the Truma, and he can reach the Truma Tahira. But as soon as you place the food item down on the kever, the Truma Tahira becomes Tmeya, because it's on the kever, it's mile on the kever itself. So what does it help me see the Teva Migdol? Hokever the Achte Atmelei. Enter the Gemara, Bishaloi Hukshara. We're talking about that the food item was, let's say, a fruit that needs to be Hukshala Kabatuma. It has to have one of the seven liquids, the Shiva Mashkim, Yayin, Dvash, Mayim, Tal. All these mashkim, one of these seven mashkim have to become on it. Since it's not huksha l'kabatuma, so it's not going to be kabatuma from the kever. Another example, Zog Dumara, oy sheni loish b'mei peiris. We're talking about, let's say, a loaf of bread that was nilash. It was made belisha. It was the dough was made with mei peiris. And since mei peiris and not huksha l'kabatuma, it's not one of the zayin mashkim. It's made peiris. It's made out of strawberry juice, pomegranate juice, not the zayin mashkim. So mele, it's not huksha l'kabatuma. So mele, the truma does not become tomei even if it's on the kever, and it's roy for the koyin to take it when he enters b'shita teva migdol. Frag the Gemara. So einachanami, the koyin entered b'shita teva migdol, and einachanami, the truma itself or the pas was needed. The mei peiris, so it's not huksha l'kabatuma. Or it's peiris that never had on it from the zayin mashkim. It's not huksha l'kabatuma. The food itself is not tomei. But frek the Gemara, heichi maisilo. How is the coin physically going to reach out to the food item and take it that's sitting on the base, on the kever? Once he puts his hand over the base of kvaros, over the kever itself, he's being mile over the kever. And then he becomes tomei if he sticks his hand out of the box, out of the shirut teva migdol. And even if he takes a kli and he sticks the kli out of the box, the kli is being mile over the kever. And if the kli is mile over the kever, so then it becomes an avatuma. So it's metame the coin that's holding on to the kli. So vaita, he should be osa to eat the truma because he becomes tome by gufa by holding on to the kli that's mile over the kever. And to the Gemara, he's holding on a kli that's not a kabatuma. The pshute kli eitz. The kli that he's holding is a kli eitz. And it doesn't have a toich. So it's not a kabatuma. Pshute kli eitz, not a kabatuma. Frag the Gemara, even the kli that's a pshute kli eitz. And even though it's not a kabatuma, v'okom mahil, meaning, even though it pshute kliyetz and I'm a kabatuma, but they're mile on a keva. They might not be kabatuma, but the tumas oil they have. So mele, it's mile vait on a keva, even if it's pshute kliyetz. Zog drashi, v'okom mile. If the kli itself is a pesach tefach, even though it doesn't have a toich, but if it's wider tefach, so then it's mile over the kever and over the koyin that's holding it. And that itself would make the koyin tomei, because it's mile ala kever. And that itself, even if it doesn't have a toich, pshute kli eitz at a mile, if the pesach tefach, it's mekabel tuma, and in turn would make the koyin tomei. And for the Gemara, the maisi le achoyrei. What is the gears that Rashi brings on the side? And the gears that says, the maisi achoyrei achudei. The point is, you're bringing the kli, the kli is hovering over on its side, on its point, on its width, not in its area, that's a pesach tefach. Since the chud does not have a tefach, it's not an oil. You place the kli sideways that it doesn't have a tefach that's hovering over the kli, over the kever, I mean. So memele, you can shaykh to stick a kli out of the box, and it's not considered mile over the kever because it doesn't have a pesach tefach. Zog di gemara, ihochi, if that's the case, my time in the Rabbonon, why did Rabbonon say that Rashi says bekever yechidi, meaning ein chenami rabbanon hold that you cannot enter b'shita teva migdol in the Beis HaKvaros because oil zaruk lo yishme oil. So ein chenami in the Beis HaKvaros, that's not going to be a solution. You can't enter in a box. Shita teva migdol is not going to do it because oil zaruk lo yishme oil. But a kever yechidi, by a kever yechidi, rabbanon would also argue you can't place truma teira on a kever yechidi. even if he's not going to enter with a box with oil, Zorik, Loishmei oil, but Kevi Yechidi, he's not considered Tomei until he harvests over that Kevi Yechidi. He's not in the Beis HaKvaros. So why do Rabbanan say you can't place it even on a Kevi Yechidi? L'chari, what's the problem? Place it over a Kevi Yechidi, and he's not considered mile over the kever, because he has a kli that's not pshutikli, that pshutikli eats, and it's not pesach tefach, like we said over here, achudei. So why do Rabbanan say that you cannot place it on the kever yechidi either? Why not? The coin is not going to become tomei, because he doesn't have her, he's not mile over, and the kli is not mile either, because the kli is not pesach tefach, if it's achudei. So why do Rabbanan argue and say that you cannot place tumah tahira even on the kever yechidi, because the coin can reach it? He could reach it. He could reach it with pshutikli eats, achudei. And to the Gemara, the reason Rabbanon say that you cannot have Truma, Tahira, on a Kever to be considered an Erev, Kasavri, also Liknois Bayez Bisuri Hano. At the end of the day, you're being Nene from the Kever. Just like an Alabi Koina Bayez Bisuri Hano, because you can't be Nene from an Issa, so you're being from Isuri Hano. So a Kever is an Isuri Hano. You're being Nene from the Isuri Hano. They're being Nana because at the end of the day, the Erev is going to be on this Kever. Being Nana from the Isur Hano is also. After all, the Tchum, the food item on the Kever makes it that you can go, the Tchum is extended. You're being Nana from the Isur Hano. You're being Nana from the Tashmish Yameis, from the Kever. So Mela, you can't be Nana from it. That extending your tchum because of the meal, the food that you placed on the kever, that's called being nana from the kever. Zog di Gemara, Michlal, the Rabbi Yudah Sova Mutter. So that this implies that Rabbi Yudah argues on the din of Osir Lahanes mi Yisur Hano, that Mutter Liknas Bais bi Yisur Hano. Michlal, the Rabbi Yudah Sova Mutter. Zog di Gemara, how could that be? They don't argue on Mutter Lahanes mi Yisur Hano. And to the Gemara, no, Sova, Kosova Mitzis Lav Lahanes Nitnu. Since the whole purpose of the Erev is what? Only for Dvar Mitzvah. Ma'ayvin L'Dvar Mitzvah to be Mevakeh Cholim, to do another Mitzvah, to whatever the Mitzvah is. So since the Erev is for Mitzvahs, because you're not Ma'ayv L'Dvar Shus, only Dvar Mitzvah, like Gemara is going to say later. So Memele Mitzvah Lav L'Honis Nidnu, that's not called being Nana from the Kever. Because Mitzvah Lav L'Honis Nidnu, the purpose of the whole Erev is for Dvar Mitzvah, not for Dvar Shus. And Mitzvah Lav L'Honis Nidnu, that's not called being Nana. Zok Gemara, if that's the case, El Hodom Rava, Mitzvah Lav L'Honis Nidnu. Rava says, Mitzvah Lav L'Honis Nidnu, Lame Ketanoi, Omer L'Shmaitza. So Rabbonin, that argue in Rabbi Yudah, they hold that mitzvahs are yes L'Honis Nidnu, because they also agree, L'Chayra, that Erev is only L'Dvar Mitzvah. And yet they say that also Liknois Ba'ez B'Surano, and that's why in a Kevi Yechidi, Truma won't help. That means they hold that mitzvahs L'Honis Nidnu. Because Eim Avin L'Dvar Mitzvah, and they answer Truma on a Kever for a Koyin. So we see they hold Mitzvah L'Honis Nitnu. So Leime Ketanoi Omer L'Shmaitza, if Mitzvah L'Honis Nitnu, Omer L'Chorovin, no. Is Vigalu De Eim Avin L'Dvar Mitzvah, if Rabbanan would agree that you're only Ma'ar for a Dvar Mitzvah, the Kuli Alma Mitzvah L'Honis Nitnu, then Avada, everyone agree that Mitzvah L'Honis Nitnu. If it's only an Erev could only be made for a Mitzvah, then everyone agrees Mitzvah L'Honis Nitnu. That's not a Machloikas. This is good for the machloikas. My sova ain't ma'arben al dvar mitzvah. Rabbi Yudah holds you only ma'ar for a dvar mitzvah. And since mitzvah lavlonis nitnu, so me'mela it's not a problem of being nana from the erev on the keva. Because mitzvah lavlonis nitnu is ain't ma'arben al dvar mitzvah. U my sova ma'arben afil dvar shus. Rabbanon holds the reason why you can't place trum on the keva yichidi because you're ma'arv even for dvar shus. You don't need a mitzvah for the etzim erev. It doesn't have to be for a mitzvah of Bikul Cholim or whatever mitzvah. You're ma'avin l'dvar shus. So if it's ma'avin l'dvar shus, so you're being nana and l'maisi, and I'll be nana from a Yisra. No, don't tell me mitzvah of l'honest nidnu, because ma'avin afil l'dvar shus.
Zog the Gemara el ha'od omer Rav Yosef, ein ma'avin el l'dvar mitzvah. Rav Yosef says later on that you only ma'ar for a dvar mitzvah. Leime ketanoi omer l'shmaitza. So it's ma'chlegs Rabbon and Rav Yehuda, if ma'avin only l'dvar mitzvah or even l'dvar shus. Zog the Gemara, Omelach Rav Yosef, no. The Kuli Alma Eim Avin El Advar Mitzvah. Lo Olam, everyone agrees. Rabbanon also agree. Only Ma'arav Advar Mitzvah. U the Kuli Alma Mitzlav Lohanes Nidnu, and everyone agrees. Mitzlav Lohanes Nidnu. So since you only Ma'arav Advar Mitzvah, and Mitzlav Lohanes Nidnu is not a Machlokes Tanoim, and Eim Avin El Advar Mitzvah is not a Machlokes Tanoim, they both agree to that. So what's the Machlokes? Why do Rabbanon say that you can't place Truma on a Kever? After all, Aim island var mitzvah, and mitzvah lohnis nidnu. So kevi yechidi is reachable, even if you hold oil zaruk, loishme oil, by kevi yechidi it's reachable, even going to Rabbanon. Zog de gemaru, bokum nifigi. Maasov akemi de konale eruv, loi nichalei de mintere. Once you're koine de eruv at the onset of Shabbos, I don't care about the food item that's sitting on top of the tombstone, on top of the kever. As long as I was koine shvisa, this is my new abode, I don't care about the food item staying there, or birds are going to take it away, or it's going to be eaten away by animals. And I don't care if it's mintere or not. So mela, I have no anah from the kever, because I don't care about it. Umar sova, nichalei de mintere. I want it to remain above the ground. I want it to remain on the kever because it's in a secure place. The itzrich ochale, because if I'm hungry, I can always actually take that food item and eat it. So ein chenami, ein ma'avin el dvar mitzvah, and ein chenami mitzvah lohanis nitnu. But now that the erev is chal, and it was already chal that you ma'avin el dvar mitzvah and mitzvah lohanis nitnu, but the physical hano you still have that you want the food to remain in a safe place in case I'm hungry, the ochale. So kung to Rabbi Yehuda, I don't care, I'm not particular about the food item at all, I don't care about it, that it doesn't have to be minter. So mele, I'm not having any physical hano from the tombstone, from the cave itself. Kung to Rabbonon, yes, ein ma'avin el dvar mitzvah, yes, mitzvah lohanis nitnu. But the etz, so that's mitzad, that is no issa hano. But hind that the erev is chal, I'm being nana physically from the kever because I want it to be minter. In case I'm hungry, it's accessible. It won't be taken away. It's not sitting on the ground. It won't be taken away by animals. So mamela, I'm being nana from the kever itself. And that's why Ema Arvin, even on the kever yechidi, because yinala be nana from Yisuga Ano, meaning the kever is something that yinala be nana from. It's Tashmishi Ameis. Now the fact that according to Rabbi Yehuda, I'm being nichalei that it's mishtamer until the Shas Knias Erev, that doesn't bother me. That's not a hanah, because at that point it's a dvar mitzvah, and mitzvah lav lahonis nitnu. After I'm koine the shvisa, then the mitzvah is over, so then taka, I don't care, kong to Rabbi Yehuda, and a kong to Rabbonon, I do care, and that's why it's considered being nana from the kever. Till the Shas shvisa, till you koine the shvisa, it's a mitzvah, because that's a mitzvah of Tchumin, and mitzvah lav lahonis nitnu. After you're koine the shvisa, that's where the nafkamina is. Are you nichle or not nichle? Zog Rashi. Kevin the konle erev ben ashmoshes. Sule ichbos lebeni tirusoi. I don't care about the tirusa after that, the konk to Rabbi Yehuda. Va'at knias erev, inami nichle. Even though till the knias erev, I am nichle that it should be watched. Lav hanoi, that's akon hano. Dibishu mitzvah. At that point, it's still the mitzvah. And mitzvah lav lahonis nitnu. So mele, that's the point of contest. The machloikas is, after you're koine shvisa, are you nichle that it should be watched, and then you're being nana from the kever, or loy nichale, so you're not being nana from the tashmishi ameis. Now, the etzim din of mitzvah lav lahonis nitnu, there's a machlokes rishonim in the Dorim, the Ran and the Rashba. The Ran holds that mitzvah lav lahonis nitnu is dafka the hano that a person has when he's mekayim the mitzvah itself. That's not called the hano. Mitzvah lav lahonis nitnu means the hano b'shas the mitzvah. But if let's say there's a hanot studies, a zaitik hanot, that takes place b'shas the kima mitzvah, avada, that's called a hanot. That's the shitzaran. The Rashba holds that no, that even a zaitik hanot is not considered a hanot. That's a machlekes rishonim. Fregat achronim, lemaisa, avada, there's a hanot over here when after you have an erev tchumin, you're able to go to the Beis HaMishtah. The purpose of the erev is eim avin ledvar mitzvah. So you're going to a Beis HaMishtah. You're going to a dvar mitzvah. So lemaisa, you're having a hanot after the erev. So mitzvah lav lahonis nitnu. But how is it not a hanot by going to the Beis HaMishtah? You're having a whole meal over there through the erev. So why should it not be considered a hanot? Avdem entered the Avnei Meluim and he says in the Truvis, in the end of his Sefer in Simchof Aleph, he brings the Ritvan, Sukkah Daf Lamed Beis. He says, how could a person ever be choylitz with a tzandl shal avodah zarah? After all, after you do the chalitza, the yavam is mutal shuk, shilad mary, so you're being nana from avodah zarah. Or for instance, how could a person be toivel in a mayan that he made a neder? He's not going to be nana from. After you made the tefillah, you're allowed to eat truma, you're allowed to eat kochim. So why be not being nana from the mayan? Teretz is that's only called the groma. The issa hano, or the issa hano from the chalitza shal avodah zarah is the etzem hanor when you're putting it on. That mitzvah lav lahonis nitnu. The fact that you can marry afterwards, or the fact that you can eat truma after you're tovel in the mind that you asid b'hanor, that's a gram. That's only a groma that takes place afterwards. That groma is not considered a hanor. Like every time you do a mitzvah, yes, mitzvah lav lahonis nitnu. But lemaisa, you get schar lo elam haba, lo silovit is schar.
Teretz is, that's not called a hano from the Guf Adover. So it's a grammar. So Mela, the same thing over here. The kasha that was asked, according to the Ran, there was Machlokes Ran and the Rashba. If mitzvah lav lahan is nitnu, is dafka the hano that you mekayim b'shas the mitzvah not called hano. But if there's hano studies afterwards, that's called a hano. The Rashba says even that's not a hano. But according to the Ran, the Achronim ask that l'chora there's a hano that comes afterwards when you go to the base of Mishnah. The Teretz says even according to the Ran that holds that the hano study is called a hano lemaisa. That going to the base of Mishnah is only a grama ba'alma. Meaning, if you're ma'arvin ledvar reshus, so then there's a hano in the etzem asiyas ha'erev. There's a hano right now. Masha'enkin, if you ain't ma'arvin ledvar mitzvah, so the etzem erev is taka lav lahon is nitnu. Because ain't ma'arvin ledvar mitzvah, and mitzvah lav lahon is nitnu. That which you have a hano afterwards, that's only a grama ba'alma. Just like we said, legabe the chalitza, the sandals of the zora, that's a groma ba'alma, the outcome afterwards. So we're also, the fact that you go to the base of Mishnah because of the Erev, that's not called a hanozok tavnim luim. That's a groma ba'alma. So memela, and so memela, that's not called a hano. Azazok the Shahar Melech, similarly Teretz, and the Torah Evan, Rosh Hashanah Chavches, why that would not be considered a hano, the hano of afterwards is not called a hano, that would be forbidden. We'll stop over here by the Mishnah towards the bottom of the Omid, Lamed Aleph, Omid Aleph.